Yeah, I mean, you know, an individual, and then obviously 7-on-7 routes on air, those types of things. And you know, he's doing well. He's progressing well. I think he's making kind of the steps that you know we want him to. He's looking to get better every day, and that's really where the focus has been. You know, whether it be in the classroom, you know, off of tape or off of you know the reps that he does get on the field. It's just about getting better every day, being consistent, you know, technically, mechanically, and then as well as, you know, really improving his knowledge of defense and decision-making and those types of things.
So say if you have to coach effort, then you got a problem. You don't have to with him. What's it like to have someone with that attitude?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's, you know, it's what you expect from a professional, and that's how I describe him. I mean, he's a young professional, but he's a professional, and definitely the effort's there, the want to, and it's been since day one when he's walked in there, so that's not something we ever talk about or even think about.
With him now, he says he'll, you know, still want to run around, obviously, when he's cleared to do all that sort of thing, but can this time make him even better as a pocket passer and continue that advancement?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's always something that we talk about, you know, moving when you have to, extend plays when you have to, being smart, though, with that. I mean, that's been something we've talked to him, you know, with about since day one, really, is like, you know, understand when the journey's over. When it's over, like, you know, it's time to get down and protect yourself, protect your team. You know, so that's something that we've always talked to him about. But and I think in the pocket, you know, we talk a lot about him having his quiet mechanics back there and going through progressions. And, you know, he certainly knows when it's time to do that as well. So we're, again, that's one of those things that we're just going to continue to harp on and improve on. And that's the route we're going.
I apologize if this has been asked. I jumped in here. Just the challenge of a guy who can do so many things that we've already seen extremely well and mixing those with the things that still every young quarterback has to learn. And is that a challenge for you to coach him?
You know, I think every time anybody you coach in any position, but especially the quarterback position, you know, because of the so much that goes into it and how difficult it is, you really have to, you know, never suffocate what the guy can do. You know what I mean? You never want to take that away, his instincts, his ability to make plays. You don't want to take it away. You just want to make sure that you're hitting the points with him of understanding when it's smart to do those things and when it's not, when it's in the best interest of the team. And then you always also, you know, try to identify whether it be the mental part of the game, the physical part of the game, what is it that these guys need to work on? What can he improve on, you know, and then present it to him. And then, you know, to me, with a guy like him, one of the great things is you can talk to him about what do you think you need to improve on? You know, what is it that you want to, that you'd like to leave this spring with? That saying, hey, you know, I got better at this. So it's a combination of all those things. So I don't know if you'd say it's hard, but it's always challenging, but it's fun. You know, so and it's good.
You did what was Cleveland and Minnesota interviews? Was there a third one too?
No, just two.
What was that process like for you, and how excited are you just, you know, the way it all worked out? Because, you know, you're back here and you're coaching Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thrilled to be back here. You know, I really enjoy coaching here in general, but certainly Deshaun and all the other guys in my room and working with the offensive, you know, the offensive group, our offensive coaches here. Without a question, I'm happy to be back. The experience, I think anytime anybody reaches out to you and even, you know, offers you an opportunity to interview, to talk to, you know, it's a compliment and you feel good about that. You figure, well, I must have done something right, you know. I just didn't do it right enough, I guess. But, you know, but at the end of the day, look, I mean, I'm thrilled to be back here. It's a heck of an opportunity to coach this guy and to coach on this offensive staff. So it's good to be here.
When you think back to where you had when you got Deshaun a year ago, how much improvement, and is there a specific area you've seen him take a big step forward in?
Yeah, I think probably especially this spring, just because, you know, we've hit it, you know, Obi's done a good job of really emphasizing his defensive knowledge, of really talking about different techniques, whether it be from, you know, defensive backs or just configurations of looks on defense, and helping him to understand what could be coming. What are the clues that you're getting from this defense? And I think that's been a step in the right direction, but really is really taking a real step forward this spring, I think.
How will that help him?
Oh, it's going to help with, you know, his decision-making process, making quicker decisions because, again, you know, you've got an idea when the ball is snapped what's coming because I've seen this look. I know what this is. I have an inkling what's going to happen here, and I know how I want to react within our play.
You took a lot about Deshaun, but how well has Brandon Wheaton thrown the ball, and how comfortable are you guys just with what he's done because he's had a lot of reps for you guys this spring?
Yeah, I mean, Wheat can spin it. I mean, you know, you watch him throw a ball, it's effortless. He's an accurate guy, and, you know, he's got – really good arm talent. So, you know, you never have to worry about him throwing the football. And it's you know, he's fun to work with in that way.
How interesting is Joe Webb? Because he's played more than one position. He's a really good athlete.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Joe is an athletic guy. To be honest with you, we got to see a little bit more of him. You know, he wasn't taking all the reps for a while there, so we got to get him back in the mix and see what he can do. But, you know, obviously, like you talk about, the athleticism, the size, strength, you know, he's got a lot of tools that you kind of want to see what that can be.
How did Bill talked about how creative he's able to get with the offense with DeSean. How did he tweak it?
I just think that, you know, he looked at the skill set of DeSean and from a lot of different areas. You know, we looked at a lot of different offenses and also looked at things that we did that maybe we could build on. And, you know, and as well as talking to DeSean about some of the things that he'd done in the past. And so I think it was a combination of a lot of different things, a lot of, you know, and offensively we did a good job of kind of all coming together, using all of our experience to get to, hey, we did this, we did that, you know, and you know, to Obi's credit, he was open to everybody's idea. And then obviously, you know, he came from some college systems where he had a ton of background in this area. So it was really just a lot of influences coming from a lot of different places, as well as our own offense playing a big role in it.
Is the goal to just make DeSean more comfortable as he can be in the offense and just build it for his skill sets? Because obviously last year you went in with Tom Savage as the starting quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the quarterback's always going to be a huge part of it and a focal point. But you also, you know, you can't lose sight of the other guys that you have around him. Like, you know, the DeAndre Hopkins, I mean, we, you know, Will Fuller, what are they good at? What's their specialty? So any offense is always going to be an important part of how the quarterback's dealt with and dealing with his skill set. But you always have to include everybody in that mix, and I think you know, Obi as a coordinator is always aware of that.
Sean, what's the level of excitement? Just, you guys were a 4-12 team. You have a chance to, you know, turn things around, bounce back. But obviously, you face a tough division with Jacksonville, a really, really good defense there. What's the mindset here?
The mindset right now is just get better. Like, get better every day. Like, come out of the spring better than you were going into it. You know, come out of this week better than you were last week. That, I mean, I know that sounds kind of like a cliche, but it really is true. Like right now, we're not thinking about, you know, we're not even thinking about down the road, August, September right now. We're thinking about right now, today, tomorrow, this week, and really finishing up minicamp and making sure that we've improved, and you can see it on the film and you can talk about it and then teach off of that and continue that process once we get the Greenbrier. That's really what we're doing.
For the quarterbacks in general, those 5 weeks that they get off, do you give them any assignments or how do they stay sharp or do you let them just sort of get away from the game altogether?
No, I mean, you know, like I'll always have prepared, you know, cut-ups for those guys so they can watch everything that we've done through the spring by concept, kind of lump everything together so they can study it, what was good, what was bad, what is there to improve on. I know Obi's constantly hitting those guys with texts and things like that, like, you know, asking them questions, keeping them sharp, you know, and then, you know, you always encourage those guys if they can to work together at some point and kind of build that chemistry on their own. So, no, you would never want them to kind of step away from the whole thing for 5 weeks. That's, you know, you're hoping the process keeps going.
So Bill's having quizzes over, he's texting players. Like,
I don't know if it's quizzes. Don't get me in trouble here. He might be watching the NFL Network and see a play or see something happen and just shoot the kid a quick one-liner. Like, did you see this? This is what happened here. It's just a constant teaching thing that's going on. So it's, you know, it's just one of those things. It's part of the process, but you're never stopping doing it.
How about for yourself? Do you do anything for those 5 weeks? Are you able to get away at all, or is Bill giving you quizzes too?
Oh no! I'm able to get away. So I get plenty of time off, but I do try to stay on top of the film and keep watching it, so I'm not starting over when I get to West Virginia.